Good morning, everybody. Today, through this podcast, I'm going to speak for a Thai Asian migrant who fell in love with a Belgian man. Because she cannot speak English anymore, I will speak for her. This podcast will tell you only the beginning of her journey to arrive in Belgium and how a Thai woman migrant has to adapt her way of living to be integrated into a Belgian family. Hi, my name is JD. I come from Thailand in a little village called Kawong in Kalasin. It is located in the northeast, close to the border with Laos. I was born into a huge family. We are 12, 2 brothers and 9 sisters, but 2 of them died. I am the 6th. My family is very poor and works in the paddy field. We are farmers, so, well, I think it is all for the presentation. Before meeting my husband, I did many things, but that are other stories. In 1998, I moved to Belgium when I was 27, and I got married this year too. My husband also moved into his new house. When I met him, I could speak English because I learned it in class. So it was not too difficult to speak together, even if we have so many differences. We love each other, so it was easy to communicate. Because, you know, love makes everything so simple. It is a real love story. Before moving in, I came to visit twice in Belgium. The first time was pretty tough. It was so cold. I remember, I think it was in 1996. George, my husband, asked the Foreign Affairs Service to get a tourist visa. They gave it to me in February when it was very cold and snowing. According to him, they gave it the visa to me at this period to be sure that I would not like Belgium and I would not stay here. Well, it worked pretty well because I only stayed 2 weeks due to the weather. It was terrible for me. During these 2 weeks, I met my parents-in-law. My dad-in-law could speak English, so it was pretty easy, but his wife couldn't. Moreover, at this period, she was at the hospital, so it was pretty difficult to meet. I felt very welcomed by my father-in-law. The first time my mother-in-law saw me, I remember she was shocked. She thought I was very young because I was very little and skinny. And pretty. During these 2 weeks, I visited boat range and it was so snowy, I didn't like it at all. My husband tried to get a visa for me during the summer, but the Foreign Affairs Service didn't accept his request. I had to wait more than 1 year to get a new visa, thanks to the lawyer, otherwise I wouldn't have got the visa. The second time I stayed 3 months, from June to August, and I loved it. I loved the house because there were many cherry trees. I am easygoing, so it was quite simple for me to adapt and change my way of living. But I have to admit, the most difficult part was the language and the cooking. It is difficult for me to answer this question because I don't have much knowledge. Fortunately, my father-in-law and my husband spoke English with me. The difficult part was going to the grocery store. I was very dependent on my husband and my parents-in-law. About religion, it was and still is not difficult because Buddhism is in my heart and I practice with myself. I don't need to go to temple every day. In the beginning, for sure, it was very hard. In Thailand, we are very close to our family, so I thought every day of my parents and I miss them so much. I had to change myself to be able to stay and be integrated into my husband's family because they were my only and they were my new family in Belgium, because Belgium was my new country. Even if I didn't understand well, I did my best to be integrated because I got married to a Belgian man, so I had to adapt, of course. I had to learn French, and I also passed my driving license too. This is a terrible story, but for another time. I had to change, not them. But I was not sad about that. I was the only one who wanted to live with them. According to me, it is not weird that they didn't want to learn my language, because I'm the one that moved in. I didn't need them to change for me. It is logical. I am in another country, so I have to change to be accepted by them. It is easier for me to change than for many people to change for me. The thing I could not change is the food and the cooking. However, when my parents-in-law came to eat, I had to adapt the spices because they could not eat spicily. I'm very difficult to eat, but I don't want to bother people, so even if they cook Belgian dishes or European food, I ate and still eat it because I find it rude to be so exigent and it's polite. What else? Maybe televisions? My husband had to install a satellite to receive Thai TV channel. Now I can watch on YouTube. It's easier. But it's still difficult for me to understand French movie, and I don't like it at all. I prefer American one. They're funnier. The question you asked me about couples and clothes? About clothes, well, nothing changed. I just had to wear pants and mini hoodie because it is very cold here. It is not 50 degrees like in Thailand. And about couple, the differences between a Thai couple and a Belgian couple are not very big. In Thailand, we also have a job and either we are paid more than men in different sectors. We don't live with the stereotype that women stays at home and the man goes to work. No, not at all. Even sometimes the wife takes care of everything. I did my best. That is all I have to say. I know I had the chance to move to Belgium and to fall in love for real. I love my life, my husband, and my children. I felt lonely sometimes, but I tried to avoid this feeling by doing many things. I always wanted to keep my mind busy to not feel lonely. I had the chance to meet other Thai women, migrants. We became friends, and I have to admit this was nice and I feel like at home. It's easier when you are in a foreign country, when nobody speaks your language, to meet people that you can share story, language, culture, and values. We had dinner together, we cooked, and we chatted for hours. It was a great time. I could speak for hours, but I'm going to stop now because when my first child was born, it became easier for me. And this is another story and a big change in my life and our life.